Do people still have cow pens now for getting the land fertile?
No, we got cow pens, but they're for just managing cows to sell or move from one place to another. You have to put them in a pen and then run them up the loading chute into a truck or trailer or whatever that you're going to move them in. But we don't. Forests are using their for fertilizer. That's out.
People used to do that?
Yeah, they used to do that. I guess that was the only way they had. See, they didn't have any money to buy them fertilizer. Mm-hmm. But now you can take a few dollars and buy a lot of fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And you can get out there, if you don't have the money, you can get out there and work with somebody for a few days. And if you wanted to buy fertilizer, well, you could take the money that you'd earn in them few days and buy enough fertilizer to do what you wanted to do. And if you was going to use this cow pen fertilizer, it'd take you longer to get it out there than it would to. It's just nothing to it. Of course, some people use it for rose bushes and things like that still, but not too many.
What about the hogs? Where did you used to keep hogs if you fenced them in some place for so you could fatten them?
In a pen?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean, in a hog pen?
When would you put them in the hog pen? Just to fatten them?
Well, way back there, they just turned them in the field on their corn and peanuts and let them stay in there in the late summer and fall till on in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was real cold, they would butcher them.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they had to do that, you know, was on account of, it had to be real cold because they didn't have any refrigeration of no kind. And if you kill that meat and it's real hot, well, it'd ruin on you. If you wait till it got frost all over the ground, real cold, and you can cure it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I think it'd take about 9 or 10 days packed up in salt, and then you take it down and unpacked it, hung it up, washed it off, hung it up, smoked it.
Nowadays you could kill a hog anytime?
You
could kill one in the middle of the summer?
Yeah, you can kill one of them. You can butcher one tomorrow.
I don't know why I thought it'd have to be this cold, but that's what I've always heard of, you know.
You can butcher one anytime you want to, and because you've got refrigeration, you can put them in there. You know, everything's so much better. I remember, you know, when there wasn't any electricity out here.
How long ago was...
Well, about 28 years ago.
What did they use to get light from it?
Kerosene lamp.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp themselves?
Make one? Yeah, probably what he's talking about. So put kerosene in a bottle of some kind and stick a rag in the top of it for a wick.
Mm-hmm.
More or less a flambeau, I guess, is what you think it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that.
That word flambeau is kind of interesting to me. That's what you've always heard it called when you were
Yeah.
Small?